Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter. Besagt es Avos, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yudalit. Hu haya Omer, again, quoting Rabbi Akiva. He, Rabbi Akiva, would say, Chaviv Adam, a person has a special Chavivus, a special love, Shenivra B'Tzelem, he was created in the image of Hashem. What is this love? The Batanura quotes from the Rambam. The Rabban Hashem says, I gave you a gift. You were created in my image. We'll soon see what this means in my image, because Hashem doesn't have a physical image. But the Rabban Hashem is letting us know that he gave us this gift out of love. It's like if someone... Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Avais, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yudalid, Hu Hoya Omer, again quoting the Heilige Tana, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would say, Chaviv Adam, man is beloved. Shenivra B'Tzelem, he was created in the image of Hashem. What does this mean, in the image of Hashem? Hashem has no image. So the Tosfos Yomtiv, quoting the Rambam, explains, only the human being has a koyach to understand things and to reason. He has a bchira, free choice, to do good or bad. He understands there's a price for his actions. And the Rabban Hashem gave us this gift out of his love. And this applies to all human beings. And it's not just love. Chiva Yisera Neidas Loi, Hashem showed man even a greater love, because he made it known to him. Shenivra B'Tzelem. The Batanura explains from the Rambam as follows. If I give you a gift, here, just take it. It's like, you know, it's my job to give out gifts. Maybe I work for a store that gives out gifts before Hanukkah or something to get you to come to the store. We promised a free gift. But when I give you a gift, and I say to you, I want you to understand how precious this gift is, that's a sign of love. And it's not just a hidden love, it's an open love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to people. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Es HaAdam. Man was made in the image of Hashem. The Sefer Tamei Devarim explains, it is not only that Hashem created us, Hashem is constantly creating us, Hashem is constantly giving us life. I don't know what it's called, you know those helium, like menchies, real like giants, you blow them up and they're very tall and they flap around. Some camps have them. As soon as you pull out the plug, this tall thing, which is maybe 12, 13, 20 feet tall, flapping in the air like a balloon, comes all the way down. Every moment that we have life, Hashem gives us life. Now imagine what happens when we do an Aveira. Hashem says, I'm giving you life. And with the life I'm giving you this split second, you're doing an Aveira. Imagine how embarrassed we should be. I love you so much. I keep blowing life into you. Vaitra, says the Mishnah, Chaviven Yisrael, Shenikru Bonim Lamakai. Chiba Yisrael Nedaslam, Hashem showed them a greater love to Yisrael. Shenemar Bonim Atem Lashem Alekechem. Chaviv in Yisrael. Yisrael is Chaviv Shenitel Hem Kli Chemda. The Rabban Hashem gave them a precious instrument, the Torah. How precious is it? Chiba Yisrael Nedaslam. It's extra, extra precious. The precious instrument in which the world was created was given to them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, because I gave you a good teaching, don't forsake my Torah. The entire Maisa Bereishis, it says, V'yar lekim ki toiv. It was only created because of the Torah, which is called Lekach. Yarev kamotra likhi. Reb Chaim V'Lajner points out in the Sefer Ruach Chaim, let's say I made a neder, a vow, I won't have any hana from you. And then I want to buy something from you. Okay, I'm not having hana. I'm buying it. But let's say you're going to sell me something which is a great deal, an amazing thing that you can't get anywhere else. I can't buy it from you. Because even though I'm paying for it, it's still a tremendous gift. Kal v'chaimer, if I'm getting it for free. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, Istakol bi'araisa ibara alma, that the Torah is the blueprint of the world. And our job is to live our part. Olam chesed yibana. Hashem created the world. We should all the people in the world should be kind to each other. And our job is to teach this. This is an achrayis, a responsibility. The Kotzker Rebbe teached, Shenitin lehem kli chemda. Chemda means things that we want, things that we may be begging to get a hold of. Like it says, loy sachmoid. We have kalim that crave and want things, but what we want, that's up to us. We have the kalim, because Baruch Hu gives us the peace of mind, the menuchas and nefesh, the simcha, that we want to go out and enjoy things. But where we direct that enjoyment, what we use that keli for, do we use it for Torah, for mitzvahs, to make people's lives better, for chesed, or do we use it for our own personal taiva? That's up to us. Hashem says, I'm giving you the keli, you do the right thing with it.